Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to learn how to say risk in Chinese. We have Tony Chen. Tony, he is an entrepreneur, the CEO of Cubo Group, and a best-selling author. He wrote two best-selling books. One is Good People. The other one is Heart, Smarts, Guts, and Luck. Hi, Tony, 你好.
你好, Xiaolan.
Right, you've been through a lot of interesting parts of journey in your life. In addition to being the best-selling author, you are the CEO of a venture capital firm.
Yes, I am. And that venture capital firm is called Cubo.
Yeah, why Cubo?
Well, cue ball, spelled C-U-E-B-A-L-L, is like the white ball in billiards that leads and breaks the pack.
Yeah.
You need the cue ball to start, to be the momentum driver, to create some energy.
Right.
And symbolically, it's very clean and simple.
Right. I think cue ball is a very interesting, I would say, very unusual investment organization, and it has very unique philosophy and also your own practice. Can you explain a little bit? I was so fascinated when I read about
it. Yeah, well, thank you. I think one of the core tenets when we started Cubeball is to have a very, very long-term focus. You know, I think this is probably the part in me, the part of Chinese that remains in me that's very hard to remove, and it's a very patient, long view.
Right.
Now, how is that different? It's different because our capital that we have no life on it.
Mm-hmm.
We invest as if we want to own something forever. It doesn't mean we sell things time to time. Of course we do.
Mm-hmm.
But we take a Warren Buffett philosophy of trying to be a Berkshire Hathaway of risk capital.
Right. Right. Risk. Now we are talking about risk. Okay. The way to say risk in Chinese is 风险.
Yes. 风险.
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 Yeah. It doesn't sound as dangerous in Chinese in this case. Actually, 风 is the wind.
Yes.
Yeah. The wind or the air. And then 险 is a third tone. So we have to go down a bit and go up later. 险, that could mean a danger, but at the same time, it also means the narrow pass, the somewhere you have to go through, quite narrow, and you can imagine the shape of the character was a bit like a little signpost where in the ancient time when the army had to go through across the mountains, and there's some narrow path which is a bit risky.
It sounds so much more beautiful in Chinese.
Yes.
A wind going through a narrow passage.
Yeah, so don't be blown away. That's probably just that's a little risk, but it doesn't mean the immediate danger.
风险.
Yeah, 风险. So that's the risk. And of course, the other side of the risk is the reward.
And how do we say that?
We can say 回收.
回收, okay.
Yeah, or 回报, or 报酬. Yeah, there are many ways of saying it.
Yeah.
报酬, 回收, 回报.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So the wind is blowing when you are walking on a narrow path, then that's the risk. But once you get through, then you reach the destination. So that's 风险.
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 Cool. Third tone on the 险.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Third tone on the 险. And 风 is the first tone.
风险.
风险. To say someone who takes the risk. Taking the risk, we say 冒险.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
And 冒 is a fourth tone that means to emit or someone brave or give off. And the combination of the character is the eye and the mouth to say something. So that means you take on something.
And Xiaolan, what about the other characters? If we said someone is a, you know, venture capitalist. So,
okay.
You know, 风险资本家.
Yeah, 风险资本家, we can say that. 风险 is the risk.
Yeah.
And 资本, that means capital.
Oh, 资本, capital.
Yeah. 资 is the resource.
Yeah.
And 本, that means you're like the cost or the deposit or the foundation.
Oh.
So because in order to take a risk as a venture capital investor, you have to put the money down.
Yeah.
So that's 本, that means your capital, 资本.
资本.
The money-based capital. And then 家 originally means home.
Yeah.
Yes, and now evolved into the expert of doing something. The person who make investment as the profession, then 资本家.
资本家, yeah.
Yeah, 资本家 is a capitalist. So the venture capitalist, we say 风险资本家.
风险资本家.
Yep. And
yeah.
Then when we say you have a venture fund, we say 基金.
Jing.
Yeah. Ji means foundation. And Jin means gold originally. And in this case, that means a pile of money. Like gold is the, there's a gold-based reserve. So gold is the symbol for a capital.
Oh, cool.
The foundation capital. So that's your venture fund. 风险基金.
风险基金.
Yeah, or 风险资本. That's the same thing. It's almost interchangeable depending on the context.
Oh, cool.
So you as a 资本家, you have to take some risk. And then at the same time, you also describe that you take a very long-term view. And I understand that you make some really unusual investments and they are fascinating, some successful stories.
Yeah, we try to. I think there's two things we really try to put together in our fund and firm. One is 好人, mm-hmm. like build an ecosystem of really good people,
好人,
the title of my book, that not only have good skills, but have good character. Because in the long run, it's really the strength of character of someone that will mean something. And then be able to have a structure where we can be super, super, super patient for the return. That allows us to make some unusual investments that many firms would not do because they tend to have a shorter life, or many funds get into an investment to get out soon.
Right.
I joke that one of the questions that people often ask an entrepreneur is, what's your exit strategy in the first meeting?
Yeah.
You know, our interest is, what's your entry strategy? you know, I think it's a different mindset when you're buying to build and hold.
Mm-hmm.
I try to think of, what are the types of businesses that have the chance to last 50 years, 100 years?
Right.
When you really, really think that, you can think of like a very commodity business like See's Candy, like that Warren Buffett invest in, or super luxury brands. Like, why does a luxury brand like Hermès stay independent and is still strong? It puts a different philosophy on what you invest. So we have invested in things that can range from some experiential lifestyle restaurants that are trying to serve healthy food like roti. We started our firm with a nail salon because it's a massive transformation of the whole industry in the US on how you Starbuck the nail salon. And then some other things we're trying to do that took a very long time that have had success, that now one that crosses where you are between England and the U.S., that we've now partnered with Richard Branson and Virgin, is Virgin Pulse. And this was an effort to create corporate wellness using social networking in the organization. So if you're a good person, as we talked about, if you're a Haoren, one of the things you care about are other people.
Sure.
So that investment is about believing that the best way to change people's behavior is to have good people together and encourage them to have good behavior around physical activity. And we try to encourage people to exercise and be well together. So those are some examples that take a very, very long time to hold and build. But we've been pleased to have them.
Right. That's incredible vision, because sometimes they don't always go together, like being very good and being very profitable.
Yeah. Well, I think that in the long run, the very, very, very best companies have actually benefited when you have both. And having compassion and competition is not mutually exclusive. You know, like one example, the oldest companies in the U.S. that was started in the 50s is WD-40. They make oil in blue and yellow
pans. Yeah, I have a few of them in my house.
And can you believe it's one of the most recognized brands, but 98% of people over the leader who's coming on 30 years love working there, would recommend it to a friend or colleague to work there. And they have a almost tribal culture of trying to help each other succeed. And they don't think of themselves as just making oil in cans. They think of themselves as using that to create jobs, solve problems. And their shareholder price has had a great run.
Right. Awesome. I love this story. Okay. Thank you so much, Tony, for joining us.
Thank you.
Today we talk about risk. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share with your friends. Bye, Tony.
Thank you. 谢谢.
谢谢.